T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling.
What kind of version is this of this song?
The Audion remix.
Huh. A little mellower.
House it up, you know?
From above.
But if you close your eyes.
Hey-o, 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 hey-o. Hey-o, 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 hey-o. Will Mantle's on hold for this. This guy's taking time out of his day. Hey-o, hey-o.
Busy man.
Hey-o, hey-o. So much to cover with Will Mantle. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Are they going to do the hey-os here? I don't want to go out
so
yet.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Oh. Let's hear it together.
But if you close your eyes.
There's no hey-o hey-os.
It's better.
No. This song's nothing without the hey-o hey-o.
This song's nothing. You should have left it at that.
But it's better with the hey-o, hey-o. Would you agree? Will Mantle's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Maybe you watched him last night. Here he is. Hello, Will.
My favorite part of coming on with you guys is figuring out what the hell you're talking about before I'm on.
You would agree, though, that song's much better with the hey-o, 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 hey-o.
That dance techno mix just wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
You needed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to agree with you there.
Come on, Will.
Yeah. No, he's right. He's 100% right. Hey, hey. All right.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I have a wheel of sports topics to get to with you, Will, because last night the Heat kind of got jobbed maybe out of a potential victory. You had the Marlins today. You were down there at Marlins Park. You got to speak with Derek Jeter. The Alliance of American Football kicked off this weekend. I don't know. Where should I go first with Will Crowder?
The Marlins.
All right, Marlins. Yes. You were down at Marlins Park today. What did Derek Jeter say to satiate the masses who might be a little, upset at the JT Realmuto trade and the fact that they have no chance this year?
He said nothing to do that. I mean, there was nothing he could have said today to make anyone feel better about this team. And I think, you know, guys, he always, in the time he's been there, has talked about the big picture and the long term. And, you know, he always says he hates to lose and he has no patience, but he preaches patience and understanding that they may go through these struggles. So what he said on JT was, look, we didn't have to make the deal, but we felt this was the right deal, and we weren't going to make it for anyone but ourselves, and we think we got a good package of prospects. And what he said about the expectations this year is that you'll never say you're going to lose or fail. He doesn't want that attitude, but he understands that fans are struggling to come back, and they've got to go kind of one by one almost and bring those fans back. Now, it was interesting, guys. The way it set up was Jeter met us right by like home plate area with all the construction behind us. And that was intentional. He wanted people to see in the background all the work being done at the ballpark. Like, that's a big part of their rebranding, is that, look, we want to make this ballpark more fan friendly, more Miami, more what you guys wanted. And we're in the process of that.
And Will, I read on your Twitter, you know, some of his quotes, and it's about the third time somebody asked him about the roster and the talent on the roster. And it seems like he gets a little attitude. Is he pushing a narrative, or is he this naive to believe, like, this roster can compete? Because he always says that, we're not going out to lose. But you have no players, Jeter.
Oh, he's 100% pushing a narrative. I mean, there's, you know, and he was asked, actually, I asked him and others as well, but I said, you know, hey, you do know that people think you're going to be the worst team in baseball. And he kind of sarcastically said, oh, really? Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, look, Derek Jeter's not dumb. He knows what's being said about him, about his team, about his franchise, about what he's doing. He understands that that's out there. He's just not going to feed the masses. In his mind, if you enter that, if you bring that into the equation, you're admitting that you're going to lose and you're planning to lose. But there's no doubt, Ken, this is a narrative. They know they're going to stink. If he doesn't know they're going to stink, then they got some big issues for the future. They know that losing has to be part of this equation of rebuilding, because they have scrapped the entire roster to try to rebuild the farm and rebuild the system.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anyone that doesn't realize that they're going to have their head in the sand, because they've any last vestige of talent has been jettisoned. So, yeah, I mean, that's their plan. Like, why not come out and just say, hey, our plan is pain. You're going to have to suffer through pain for two or three seasons.
So just getting started, it's the plan is pain.
Right, the plan is pain. If you're not man enough to be a, that's what their marketing plan should be. If you're not man enough to be a Marlins fan, we don't need you, because there's going to be pain.
I like that better than what they're doing, but I also understand that they, you know, they're not going to push that. And Jeter from day one has said, I'm not going to say we're going to lose. I'm just not going to do it. So I agree with you. I don't see the harm in it, but it's just not the Jeter way. And I will say this, guys. The most amazing part to me today about the Marlins thing was being at Marlins Park and then hearing from Jeter. There isn't a single thing in this organization they haven't changed. Did you guys see the keto diet, Billy the Marlin?
Yes.
Pounds in the offseason.
What happened there? I guess maybe to be able to navigate through the fans easier? I don't know what happened.
Self-control.
Self-control.
Comical. He was asked about it. He's like, look, it was all part of the rebranding. Fans wanted change. We're giving them change. I mean, the bottom line is this. You read between the lines, and they just want to be completely different from the Lurie regime. They have scrapped everything. I mean, everything. You walk into the ballpark, and everything has changed, and everything is changing. It looked like, did you guys see that Fryer Fest documentary?
Yeah.
It looked like that. Like, there was everything is under construction, and you hope they could finish it like in that month and a half until the regular season starts.
That's great. They're a director of game operations, Billy McFarland, and he's going to get it all. He's going to try to get it all together by opening day.
Hey, Will, like, I saw you say that. You said the level of change is staggering. That's what you tweeted. What about Mattingly? Is he ready for this? Is 57 years old? Does he want to be a part of this?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. There's a double question there. It's like, is he ready for this? I think the answer is, I think yes. I think he's kind of seeing, like, look, I've got a job. I enjoy managing young guys. I want to believe their vision. But the bigger question is, what do they see in Mattingly? And Jeter was asked today point blank, like, hey, why does he have a one-year contract? Why don't you just extend them? What's the benefit of having a lame duck and having this thing? And he said, look, I run this organization. The way we do things, everyone is evaluated at the end of the season, and God is no different. Now, he went on to say he loves them and that he played with them a season in New York, and he was his hitting coach of the Yankees as well. So he has a relationship with them, but the Marlins are very much a year-to-year thing. They don't seem to want to commit to any kind of prediction, because even when he's asked about a timeline, Jeter's like, I don't do timelines. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do timelines, because then people are going to hold that against me if we're not where we want to be at that timeline. And it's the same with managers. I think he's saying, look, if he does a good job and continues to progress, he'll be evaluated and then he'll be back. But it's interesting that Mattingly is in this as a lame duck into the season. I think that's kind of one of the storylines of, like, hey, who's your manager of the future?
All right, Will Manso is with us, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Let me quickly go around the world in sports. Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football this weekend?
I did not, and I don't know if maybe I've gone crazy, but I thought they were doing the XFL, right? Isn't that coming?
That's
back?
Next season. That's next okay. season. The AAF gets a one season jump on them.
It caught me totally by surprise. I totally missed it, or I forgot when it came. So when I started seeing the highlights and the clips of the quarterback basically getting killed on the field and all these things going on, I said, "What league is this?" But I think it's interesting. But like all those leagues, it's like, you know, this is the initial, hey, let me check this out. And then there's the, how far can it go? Like, I asked our producer, I said, hey, did you watch it? He said, yeah. I said, anybody good? He's like, well, there was a guy who was like a linebacker for the Dolphins, like in training camp like 5 years ago. And I'm like, that's yourself?
That guy is Terrence Garvin. And how dare you refer to him in a generic sense?
It wasn't me. That's how I was. That was the sell to me to watch it. And I said, you know, I think I'll pass.
I say Steve Spurrier got the most out of Terrence Garvin. Steve Spurrier, Dennis Erickson coaches the Arizona team. So you had no interest.
I didn't. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. If I catch it, also Saturday is my daughter's birthday party, so I was running around. I didn't really watch much TV. So, but, I mean, if I catch it on TV, if I'm at work or home, I'll watch. I'll casually watch and just see what it's all about. But I don't have that much interest in it, no.
And Will, we're going in depth because Hawk loves the AAF, I think, because he wants to.
I saw your tweet, Doc.
Well, because I'm gambling on it. I can make anything interesting with gambling.
Good point.
It's ridiculous. Will, but will you cover it? Will y'all talk about it on TV?
No, we didn't do anything. You know, we didn't mention it. I mean, if it was on our air, maybe. That's about the only way. But no, we didn't mention it.
Now, a couple other questions. Kyler Murray, he's going to play football, not baseball. Would you take a flyer on him if he's available with the 13th pick if you're the Dolphins?
I mean, yes. I think if you have a conviction in his ability, if you think he can hold up size-wise, I mean, the kid's got talent. I mean, he could throw, he could run. He seems like a quarterback who works in this new type of NFL. Obviously, you know, you're going to have to check in on his size and see how he looks in the combine, see how he works out. I mean, those are things that, for the scouts and for the people with the Dolphins, they'll have to look at. But, I mean, I see the kid's got a bazooka for an arm. We see how he can run. We see how the game has changed with quarterbacks who can get out of the pocket and throw like that. And we've also seen smaller quarterbacks succeed. When you see Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, these QBs, now, that's asking a lot. But if you believe that he can be your QB of the future and you can get him right there at 13, heck yeah, you take him.
But Will, it doesn't scare you at all that he has like dating a girl with a billionaire father. Like if it doesn't work out, she always got daddy to run back to. He has a multi-million-dollar, you know, backup plan to the NFL if he just doesn't feel like playing anymore.
Man, that's the probably more or as important as his size is. I think his talent is a good question. It's his dedication and his mind. Now today he released a statement saying that it's always been his focus, it's always been his dream, and I buy that. I mean, look, he won the Heisman Trophy. A great player. You have to delve into that, though, when you speak to him in personal meetings and stuff, in interviews. It's like, hey, if I use a first-round pick on you and you're going to go through the ups and downs of football and trying to become an NFL quarterback, I can't do it where you're going to quit a year or two in and say, this isn't for me. So those are things that teams definitely have to investigate and feel comfortable with.
Will Manso, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Last night, quickly, the Heat looked like they had a chance to beat Golden State. They got robbed. It was an obvious double dribble. What do you do, Will?
Oh, it sucked. I mean, that hurt. I mean, look, I'm not into moral victories. It was cool. They played a great game. It was the biggest audience of the season, by the way, on Fox Sports Sun. Biggest ratings number of the year. But they should have won. And it stinks that they're 1-2 on this trip when they really could be 3-0 if they don't blow that game in Sacramento. Tonight, the Nuggets are tough. I mean, they're one of the best teams in basketball, but the Heat played them tough here a few weeks ago, so hopefully they can bounce back because they need a win.
You okay with the Deion Waiters fadeaway three at the end of the game?
I couldn't deal with that one, Will.
I mean, I was better with Jay Rich coming off the screen, but then he got tripped and you kind of went to Deion. And you know, Deion, you live and die with Deion with those shots. He made a lot of them last night, but then he missed that one.
No, Will. No, we live and die with Deion. I don't know if Deion would be the guy on other teams. That's what's getting to me.
Deion, look, Deion is Deion. Deion, who was the best player on the court last night? It was Deion. Just ask him.
Well, there you go. He was, who was the best player last season in the NBA? Deion, just ask him. He didn't play. All right, Will Manso, see him on Local 10, Fox Sports Sun tonight. Heat and Nuggets. Heat and Nuggets tonight? Is that who it is?
Heat Nuggets. Yes. Yeah, we start 8:30, 9 o'clock tip.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Will.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Will Manso. Always enjoy speaking with him. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.